Florida GOP blasts Biden for declaring March 31, 2024, which is Easter Sunday, as Transgender Day of Visibility. By Hannah Knudsen on March 30, 2024. Republican Party of Florida Chairman Evan Power blasted President Joe Biden on Saturday for declaring March 31, 2024, Easter Sunday, Transgender Day of Visibility. Update: this story discusses White House rules regarding designs for Easter eggs as part of the White House Easter egg roll. Some commenters on social media objected to rules prohibiting religious symbols or overtly religious themes. After publication, a spokesperson for First Lady Jill Biden noted that the rules have been in place for 45 years. Story continues below. There appears to be no limit to what the Biden administration will do to try and shove the radical agenda down the throats of the American people, Power said in a statement released on Saturday. As Christians gather tomorrow to celebrate Easter Sunday, one of the most holy days of the Christian calendar, President Biden thinks that it is appropriate to issue a proclamation designating Easter Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility, he continued. President Biden should issue a retraction and an apology to the American people. And Nikki Fried, along with all Florida Democrats, should demand the same, he added. Indeed, Biden officially declared Easter Sunday the Transgender Day of Visibility. In the proclamation, he demonized those who defend children from transgender ideology as extremists. Biden's proclamation continues. Transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation. Whether serving their communities or in the military, raising families or running businesses, they help America thrive. They deserve, and are entitled to, the same rights and freedoms as every other American, including the most fundamental freedom to be their true selves. But extremists are proposing hundreds of hateful laws that target and terrify transgender kids and their families, silencing teachers, banning books, and even threatening parents, doctors, and nurses with prison for helping parents get care for their children. These bills attack our most basic American values: the freedom to be yourself, the freedom to make your own health care decisions, and even the right to raise your own child. It is no surprise that the bullying and discrimination that transgender Americans face is worsening our nation's mental health crisis, leading half of transgender youth to consider suicide in the past year. At the same time, an epidemic of violence against transgender women and girls, especially women and girls of color, continues to take too many lives. Let me be clear, all of these attacks are un-American and must end. No one should have to be brave just to be themselves. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. Many across the board expressed both shock and disgust. The Biden White House has betrayed the central tenet of Easter, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said. Banning sacred truth and tradition, while at the same time proclaiming Easter Sunday as Transgender Day, is outrageous and abhorrent. This is why the American people are taking note, he added. Biden is banning religious symbols from Easter celebrations at the White House, while flying the trans flag and declaring Easter Sunday to be Trans Visibility Day, Donald Trump Jr. said. This is the left's new religion. They want people worshiping the trans flag instead of God. They must be stopped, he added. Joe Biden declares that Easter Sunday is Transgender Visibility Day while he bans Christian symbols from the White House Easter egg roll, Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, said. Disgraceful. Easter will forever be the celebration of Jesus Christ's resurrection, she added as others expressed similar reactions.